Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Extremely funny that you're asking me this because I made my own parlay for this game too. But I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Cody on this one. I think I'm going to go team production here. I like Aaron Judge a lot. I like Paul Goldschmidt a lot. I do with when you look at what Aaron Judge is hitting right now, he's hitting .583 over the last few games. And that's insane. That would equal out to two hits. I like it. Plus, I mean, 11-1 odds. You can't go wrong with that.
Oh, Rachel Dory turning her back on us, Cody Decker. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's because she's wrong. I don't mind.
Rachel Dory, CEO of Betalytics, host of the Puck Social podcast, joining us here on Bet for the Cycle to talk. We can talk some baseball. We can talk some Stanley Cup playoffs. First off, Rachel, welcome back. How's the hockey playoffs treating you so far?
Well, the Toronto Maple Leafs nearly caused me a heart attack over the last, call it, 4 or 5 days. But they managed to scrape it together and win, so I can enjoy my Saturday night without having to sit on my couch in the fetal position wondering if I need to find a new hockey team to support. So, alas, the first round is always the best round of the NHL playoffs because everyone is at their healthiest. That's when you get a lot of the really fun matchups. And then it kind of gets into the nitty-gritty. You've already got guys that are playing with broken limbs and whatnot. And so I always say the first round of the playoffs is my favorite. It's probably pound for pound the best playoffs around professional sport, I would say. And, I mean, I've really enjoyed it. This first round has certainly been extremely entertaining for various reasons.
Rachel, listen, I'm with you on Toronto. I want this team to go as very far as humanly possible. This is a Leafs show as far as I'm concerned, but I got to say, I'm really at a crossroads here because I hate the Florida Panthers, but I really do want to go to Elbow Room at least one time. What is the more likely thing to happen? Am I watching hockey in Elbow Room in 2 weeks, or am I going to see the Toronto Maple Leafs continue?
It is more likely that you are going to be at the Elbow Room, I would say. Florida... I know. Florida is it's very rare that you get a back-to-back cup champion. Florida is trending in that territory. The fact that they just dismantled the Tampa Bay Lightning in the way that they did, and Tampa is a very good team, is sending off alarm bells around the NHL, and it should be. Now, we can have a conversation about whether or not Florida's second-best defenseman should even be allowed to play. He just finished serving a suspension for PEDs. Mm-hmm. And I know in baseball, if you get suspended for PEDs, you're not allowed to play in the playoffs.
Agreed.
So I think it's kind of insane that you get suspended for a quarter of the season, and then they're like, you know what, game three of the playoffs, come on back. They just come on right down the red carpet, everything's fine. And even better, not only did he come back, he got suspended again because he concussed a guy by elbowing him with all that PED strength that he has in the head.
Oh, nice.
So, Rachel Dory, I blame all of that on Brad Marchand. I blame all of that on Brad. Listen, I hated Brad when he was in Boston, but as a kid who grew up on the beach in Florida, I cannot say anything other than this team hit another gear when he showed up. How much of a difference has he made, if one at all, being added to that roster?
I think he's made a difference. He's not one of those like top line players that you add anymore, but certainly he provides a level of depth. And Paul Maurice, their coach, said if they're getting 1 to 2 points a series from Brad Marchand, they're getting a goal from him or Lundell, won a series, they're happy with that. And that's exactly what they got in the first round. I believe they got 2 goals from that line. And so when you have depth, that is what can be the difference. Because on talent, you can make the argument that the Toronto Maple Leafs do have the higher-end guys, Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Matthew Knies. You would probably take them, talent-wise, over guys like Matthew Tkachuk, Sasha Barkov, and Sam Reinhart. But then when you get to the lower end of the lineup, you get to Anton Lundell and Brad Marchand and Sam Bennett. You would take those guys over the guys that Toronto's going to throw out there, be it Max Pacioretty or Nick Robertson or Max Domi. And so Brad Marchand brings a level of depth to the Florida Panthers that makes them not only unenjoyable to play against when you consider they can have a rat line of Tkachuk, Bennett, and Marchand together, which has to be the most annoying line since the Broad Street Bullies, but when you look at the talent they could bring, like, I mean, it just, it makes them that much more difficult to beat, because even if you shut down Reinhart, Barkov, and Tkachuk, you're still contending with Marchand and Lundell and Verhaeghe and Rodriguez, and that's a problem.
Rachel, I grew up a diehard Kings fan. I used to go to the Great Western Forum every single night to catch Kings game, and death taxes and the Kings get knocked out in the first round seemingly seems to be the case these days. Haven't even won a playoff round since 2014 when they won the Cup. What in the living hell is wrong with this franchise?
Yeah, I mean, outside of the Minnesota Wild, who haven't won a playoff series in over a decade, and I believe they've made the playoffs 9 of the last 11 years. So could you imagine making the playoffs 9 years and not getting out of the first round
one time?
Like, that's, I don't know how you manage that situation. But with the Kings, I think it's especially frustrating because the last 3 years against the Oilers were the better team. And I don't really think that anyone is going to make an argument against that. The Kings were younger, and they were kind of going through a transition period. This year, I picked the Kings in 7. And the reason that I did that is because you have guys like Quinton Byfield and Brant Clark, and Anze Kopitar has a resurgence, and Drew Doughty looks really good. And you look at those players, and you say, okay, if they shut down McDavid and Dreisaitl, this is really doable. The problem that you have is in game 3, their coach made one of the dumbest coaching decisions I think I've ever seen in the National Hockey League. And it not only flipped the game, it flipped the entire series. Because from that point on, the Kings and the Oilers were both totally different teams, and it was a complete role reversal in that series. And then further to that, the Kings would get a lead in game 4, 5, and then they would go into this turtle shell in the third period. And when asked about it, their coach would be like, nope, we don't need to change anything. Excuse me, sir, you're losing the games. Your job as a coach is to win. I think maybe your strategy isn't working and you might want to adjust that. His refusal to adjust his tactics in the third period cost the LA Kings this series. It is a series they absolutely should have won when you consider the abysmal goaltending that the Oilers were getting and how great Darcy Kemper was. Honestly, it's a fireable offense in my eyes, especially with the level of coaches that are available on the market right now. I don't know how you can look at what Jim Hiller did and not say your coaching decisions handicapped our team's ability to win this series.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Dory from Betalytics joining us here on Bet for the Cycle. All right, Rachel, the Carolina Hurricanes have moved on. The bunch of jerks on to round two after taking the Devils apart. Are they a legitimate threat? Are they up against the team of fate in the Caps? Are people overestimating them because the Devils were just outmanned? Or can the Canes make a run with all the drama they had in the season with Rantanen and sending Marty Natchez out to Colorado? Is this team a legitimate threat?
Do I think the Canes are a legit threat? Yes. The problem that they have, and if you would have asked me this 5 days ago, I would have picked the Canes in six. The problem is Frederik Andersen is no longer in goal for the Carolina Hurricanes, and that changes the calculus here because now Washington has the distinct advantage in goal, and they had the better season. Now, I do think Washington was a little bit fortunate this year with some of the shooting percentage luck and almost every single guy having an elevated season, which rarely happens. And then you look at Carolina, they do have good depth. Taylor Hall's been a fantastic add for them. Seth Jarvis is one of the best two-way players in the game. You have Jordan Staal and Sebastian Aho. But the reality is goaltending is a huge factor in series that are expected to be very tight. And right now, that advantage is solely in Washington's favor. I think this is going to be a very close series. I think there is going to be a ton of one-goal games. And in one-goal games, you have to go with the team that over the balance of the season has performed better and most importantly has had the better goaltending, and that is the Caps. I'm not sure they're the team of destiny because I do think the Florida Panthers are pretty much just going to mow down everybody in the Eastern Conference, but I do think that the Caps are the team to beat here. I have Caps in six.
Really quick, Rachel, the Jets. Are the Jets going to blow this? Because I need more wideouts in my life.
Oh, man. I Connor Hellebuck at home versus Connor Hellebuck on the road are two different beasts. I would take the Jets at home. I would probably wait to see if Mark Scheifele's playing. I would say that. And if he isn't playing, then I would take the Blues because that's their number one center. Regardless of what happens, whoever comes out of Dallas and Colorado is probably going to curb stomp the Jets. So I don't really think it matters at that point. I really do think either one of Dallas or Colorado is just a significantly better team than the Jets, especially when you consider the fact that Connor Hellebuck has seemed to have turned into a pumpkin. So I would say if Scheifele plays, take the Jets. If he doesn't, I'd be taking the Blues.
10-second answer, Colorado or Dallas?
Peter DeBoer is 8-0 in Game 7 and 3-0 against Jared Bednar. I'm going with Peter DeBoer in Dallas tonight.
Good enough for me. Rachel Dory, the CTO of Betalytics and one of my favorite people on planet Earth to talk hockey with. We appreciate
Badass.
It, homie. Let's do it again real soon.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Rachel Dory, the GOAT. When we come back, probably baseball, or maybe I just ran about why smash burgers are bad and you all need to stop ruining hamburgers. It's the weekend show, Bet for the Cycle, on the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.